call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, service men and women of the United Nations. Here's mail call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the requests you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. As you know, recent mail calls have been dedicated to the various states of the Union. But tonight, we dedicate our mail call letter to a much larger territory, the China-Burma-India Theater of War. And standing at the microphone now to send this CBI salute on its way is one of America's best-known newspaper men, Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America overseas. This is your U.S. reporter telling you that he's very happy to help deliver this airwave special to the men in the China-Burma-India theater. The fellows out there have been calling themselves the FBI, meaning Forgotten Boys of India. From the arid wastes, the steaming jungles, and the clouded peaks of the world's highest mountains, we've received a lot of mail from you men, and right now we'd like to answer one of your most urgent requests. So for Uncle Joe Stillwell's dead-end kids, for the 10th and 14th Air Forces, who together hold some of the most enviable records of the war, here is your own singing sweetheart, Jenny Sims.
That dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. And now that dream was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago.
Thank you, Jenny Sims. I know the fellows in CBI and all the other battlefronts got a great big kick out of that number.
Well, I certainly hope so, Walter. You know, I heard your opening remarks about China and Burma and India. And I'm happy to be a part of this salute to those men who are so far from home.
Yes, Jenny, they are a long way from home. 14,000 miles as the fortress flies. And it's people like you, Jenny, who can cut those miles down for a little while anyway. Stick around, please, Jenny Sims. In the meantime, I'd like to pass along a gag. The hero of this gag is a sailor. He was based at San Diego. He got 10 days leave. Now our hero, this sailor boy, had saved his money for over a year. And so he could afford the extravagance of a trip back home by sleeper plane to Kansas City, Missouri. The very first day back in Kansas City, our sailor boy hero met a chick he had never seen before. They went for each other in a great big way, don't they always? That's why 9 days sped by. 9 days of that leave sped by because of this doll. And before he knew it, our she-sick sailor had to start back for San Diego. At the airport in Kansas City, there was a very worried woman. She was begging all the passengers to sell her their space. She told them she had one last chance to visit her husband on the Pacific coast, that he was being shipped out. And wouldn't they please sell her their reservations on that sleeper plane? All of them said they were very sorry, but they were on essential war business, and they just couldn't do it. But wait, here is our hero, the sailor boy. The woman pleaded with him for his sleeper reservation. Our sailor boy took off his hat and bowed very low. Yes, ma'am, be glad to do it, he said, exchanging his ticket for her money. Then the sailor went to the Western Union office in the airport and sent his exec the following telegram. Very sorry. Delayed 24 hours. Just gave birth to lady. To which the exec sent the sailor the following telegram. Well done. But your next confinement will be in the brig. And now back to CBI. We have a very special treat for the engineers on the Lido Road, one of the greatest engineering feats ever attempted. This is for the road builders, the truck drivers, and all of you who wrote that you wanted to hear the King Cole Trio. They're going to play The Man on the Little White Keys.
Here we are together, and we're in the mood to swing. First, I'd like to tell you about the rhythm that we bring. Now, on my right flank is a guy who plays a mad guitar. And when he takes a solo flight, he shoots up to a star. Flank is a boy who plays a mighty bass, and when he takes a solo jack, his rhythm rocks the place. Now hold it just a second, bud, don't flip another vibe. And let us tell the people who we think is really tops. Now in this corner sits a guy who plays a gob of keys. Just hold on, relax yourself, and listen if you please. Gents, you knock me out, your praise of me is high. Now come on, let's combine this jive and let the rhythm fly. Rhythm is our specialty, we always try to please. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys. Hear this rockin' rhapsody, your head caps ABCs. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys. If you're out for mellow evening, we will be around. I want some robin, knock that stopping, bust your cock and lay it down. Dig this solid 2D grooving, swinging it out with ease. A bass, a guitar, and the man on a little white keys. Thank you. we go, solid creeping, leaping with the breeze. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white key.
That was great, boys. Thank you very much. Right here, I feel a little funny introducing this next mail call contributor, because he's one of the best introducers of people in show business. He's been a master, a past master of ceremonies, for years and years and years and years. That perennial juvenile, Jack Haley.
Thank you, folks. Hey, Winchell, what kind of an introduction is that? Years and years and years. What am I, a man or a California redwood? And what is that perennial juvenile? What does that mean?
Well, Jack, that just means ever youthful.
Oh, really?
It's amazing to me, Haley, how you keep such buoyancy.
Oh,
such
thanks.
Spirits. Such vivacious sparkle and such enthusiasm.
Oh.
In such a tired old body.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I'll admit I wasn't born last Tuesday, Winchell, but the day I was, you printed the item in your column.
Why, Jack, when you were born, they were chiseling news on stone tablets.
If they were, you were one of the chiselers. But let's quit kidding each other, Waller. We've been good friends from way back.
Sure we have, Jack.
Well, I can remember playing on the bill with you when you were a vaudeville hoofer.
Shh, not so loud, Haley.
What are you afraid of? I won't tell Winchell. Besides, you were a darn good hoofer, Waller, and as I recall, you made Fred Astaire look like a baby. Come to think of it, he was a baby.
Look, Jack, let's not stand here and stroke each other's beards. My main purpose in calling you out here was to turn over this MC job to you for a while. Now go ahead and introduce the next personality.
Well, that's a cinch, Waller, especially when the next personality is as talented and charming a performer. Here she is, Ella Logan.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Ella. Say, you remember Waller Winchell, don't you?
Certainly. What do you hear from Gus Edwards, Walter?
Gus Edwards? Why, Ella, how did you know that I started in vaudeville with Gus Edwards? Did your mother tell you?
No, my grandmother.
Look, Ella, we better lay off Winchell. He can get even with us. He's still got his column in the Daily Mirror. Next.
Oh, but he was in vaudeville. The seat of his pants looked like the Daily Mirror.
Stop it. Ella, stop it.
That's all right, Haley. No kidding, though. That was a great act. Gus Edwards' school days. Nothing quite typifies the American spirit like a bunch of happy kids on their way to school.
That's right, Waller. I wish we were back in those days.
Well, what are we waiting for, fellas? This is radio, isn't it? Let's go. Oh, gee, it's getting late. Jackie Haley promised to call for me today. I wonder where he is.
Hello, Ellie.
Hello, Jackie. Gee, you took a bath, didn't you?
Yeah.
Jackie, didn't I see you on Mary Lou's porch the other day?
Yes, Ellie, but never fear. Ours is an intellectual relationship unencumbered by conventional attitudes and based upon reciprocal understanding and mutual assistance.
What does all that mean?
No necking while the old man's around.
Oh, well, here we are at the schoolyard.
Jackie Haley is a sissy, likes to play with girls. Jackie Haley is a sissy, likes to play with girls.
Who said that?
I did.
Well, it's the truth.
Stop that. Say hello to Jack the right way, Walter.
Hello, stinker.
When you say that, smile.
Hello, stinker. Hello, Smiley.
Say, aren't you going to hit him for calling you stinker? Stinker?
Nah. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Walter, Walter! What are you doing with that stick?
I'm going to break his bones.
He talks grown up, doesn't he?
Oh, him. Oh, don't, Walter, don't. The bell is going to ring. You haven't got time. Oh, come on, kid. We better go in.
Good morning, children. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher.
Let's burn the joint down.
Walter Winchell, you're always doing something naughty. And you've got to stop pulling the pigtails of that pupil in front of you, too. And as for you, my dear, if you'd comb your hair differently, Walter wouldn't be able to pull your pigtails.
But this is the only way my mother lets me comb it.
Quiet, all of you, quiet now. Now, Ella, I want to ask you a question. Who is the father of our country?
Father of our country?
Yes.
Bing Crosby.
Well, call on me, teacher. Call on me.
You mean for a question?
No, anytime you want a nick, call on me.
Oh, you bad, bad boy. Now, how do you even know about such things?
I don't. It's just an expression they use in Griffith Park.
Well, so much now for our history lesson, but now for our music lesson. Ella and Jack? Have you learned your song?
Yes, teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just happens that we have a 25-piece band in the cloakroom, so let's have it.
Listen, Mr. Haley, to my tale of woe. You're an old smoothie.
I'm an old softie. I'm just like putty in the hands of a girl like you.
Oh, you're an old meanie.
I'm an old booby.
I'll just go nutty in the hands of a boy like you. For you, you thought you laid a trap.
For me, you played me for a sap.
Well, dear, I think it's time you knew. You did just what I wanted you to do.
Crafty old meanie.
Silly old smoothie.
I'm just like putty in the hands of a boy like you. Meanie.
Booby.
I'll just go nutty in the hands of a girl like you.
For you, you thought you laid a trap. For you, you played me for a sap.
Well, dear, I think it's time you knew.
You did just what I wanted you to do.
Meanie, smoothie. Listen, Mr. Haley, do my tale along. You're an old harpy.
I'm an old sharpie.
Beat a major to an old pup tent.
I'm just going nutty in the hands of a
Thank you, Jack Haley, Ella Logan, and Ginny Sims. That was a lot of fun. And now while I put down my yo-yo and lollipop and change back into my long pants, here's a small combination with a very large following and a great arrangement of Straighten Up and Fly Right, the King Cole Trio.
A
'cause it took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Great going, boys. Although my education in jive has been sadly neglected, I know that the King Cole Trio is really solid. I'm going to plant you in my orchid garden. And now in the same solid vein, here's a song that was an old favorite. It's now a new favorite. And it's sung for you by everybody's favorite, Jenny Sims, doing "It Had to Be You."
It had to be you. To be you, I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue. Even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gives me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you, had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue. Even be sad, even be glad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gives me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. glad to be you. Wonderful you. Glad to be you.
Stand by all APO and FPO numbers from pole to pole and all around the equator. Let's go to press. We're filing a story slug CBI. We're cutting through a monsoon to salute you men of the China, Burma, India theater. And we're planting the story of what you're doing there in all GI ears from Rome to Rabaul. Remember the song? Sure, everybody knows Kipling's Road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play. Only Mr. Kipling had his geography a little cockeyed. From Old Main, if you want to see the sea, you'd better look west. And Mandalay's a very long way from flying fishes. Right now, the temple bells and the old pagodas are wrecked and scarred and burned by the Japs. And there's nothing very romantic about it. Okay, that's enough music. Uncle Joe Stillwell said it. We took a terrific beating in Burma. But right now, we're finding out what caused it. And we're heading back. It's tough country. But we've got tough men there, tough and determined. CBI is the biggest fighting theater on the map and the farthest from home. The 14th U.S. Army Air Force is there, combined with the Chinese Air Force, and they're fighting together under the command of Major General Claire Chennault. Every ounce of gasoline and all their supplies have to be flown to them over the hump. The men of the India-China wing of the Air Transport Command fly across that hump in every kind of weather. Major General Davidson's 10th Air Force is there. So is the Army Air Force, India-Burma sector, under the command of Major General Stratemeyer. They haven't let the Japs sit back on their broad pagodas for a minute. Not in CBI. They've delivered a steady plastering from the air. And you ought to know about Merrill's Marauders, the group of American soldiers who have crossed country the Japs haven't even penetrated. They've marched over 800 miles. Been in four major campaigns, and they've kept those little so-and-sos hopping. To you men of CBI, who have braved the world's worst weather, the mountains, the jungle, the heat, the humidity, the mosquitoes, you are not forgotten. Americans back here at home, and your allies on five continents and the seven seas, salute you.
That's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Walter Winchell, Jack Haley, Ginny Sims, Ella Logan, the King Cole Trio, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.